This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. And you've heard the news. Today, the FDA approved Poseidon's lifestyle. The man in front of me is comedy legend. Mike Ward, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
Mike Ward.
Still opposed to Poseidon's lifestyle.
He wasn't exactly. He broke quick. You broke rank and then you made me laugh. Why'd you ruin the intro? That's okay. We're going to keep it now because we're live. Yo, he got. I didn't tell you because I didn't want him to give me all the details yet. But he can no longer order from Domino's Pizza.
Really?
Yeah. He finally reached the limit of getting pissed off.
You got banned from Domino's?
Well, here's the thing.
Is your mic on?
I can't even hear him.
Did you get banned from
there you go. Yeah, you pressed the wrong one.
You banned from this show.
Hold on, gentlemen. So, okay, here's what happened.
Yeah.
So, Domino's Pizza is always fucking around.
The Minos.
Yeah. Those motherfuckers.
They're always, you always order like extra cheese and double cheese. So extra cheese is just like 1.5.
Yeah.
And double is double the one, right? And they have cups. They measure it.
Did you understand
Jesus
that?
Jesus Christ. So there's extra cheese and double cheese.
Yes.
And you're actually measuring. You have a ruler and you.
No, but you could tell.
You know what drug dealers use to measure weight? Like, yeah. He's like, you're going to steal the cheese grams from me, bro. Oh,
and he's touching his tongue. He's going, yeah, this is real mozzarella.
Yeah. Like, ooh, that's a Parmesan.
All right. So they have a regular one. Regular pizza is one cheese. Extra cheese is 1.5.
Yes.
Double cheese is 2. Do they have triple?
Yeah, but I never go that far.
Because you're not mental.
Because then it becomes too much, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the line. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And do they actually have this or it's just...
All pizza places, like fast food pizza places, have the cup of measuring the cheese because they're all cheap bastards.
Do they?
Okay. Yeah, they're the cheap bastards. Yeah.
So anyone that measures anything when they're making food is because they're cheap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So when I buy like a Duncan Hines cake and it says add, let's say, you know, a quarter cup of milk, it's because those motherfucking cheap steaks.
That's what they're the cheesecake is, guys.
Well, that's different. But like,
so hold on. So normally when you go add an extra cup of cheese, then after your measurement, you go, you think I wouldn't notice that it's 3/4 of a cup? You think you're going to fuck me? You think this how this deal's going to go? He's Pablo Escobar of cheese. Fuck.
So did you take the cheese off and then you weighed it?
You're Pablo Cheddar Bar.
So what like you could tell when you opened the box, you could tell, oh, they didn't add it.
But did
cheese.
You weigh it? Like, did you get on a balance and then look at, on a scale and see what your weight was and then hold the cheese in your hand and then get the calculator out?
I don't go that far, but.
Sir, that's smegma.
But you could tell. Oh, that's disgusting. I don't go that far, but you could tell.
You could tell. All right.
I don't go that far, guys. You could tell, okay.
And they're always fucking late, right? They're always late.
What do you mean by late?
Late, like 45 minutes.
45 minutes total or 45 minutes late?
Total. Like they'll say, be there in like 20 to 30 minutes and they show up at...
And they're there in 32.
They're there in 45, you know?
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm like, whatever. I still get it warm.
You don't think they're trying their best though? Do you think they're just fucking with you?
Do you think whenever they see your name and address, they go, fuck, I'm going to take a smoke break?
This is the place that's 5 minutes down the street, by the way.
It's not down the street. It's down and then another street. It's about, by car, 7 minutes.
Okay, 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
This is a seven-minute ride, right?
7 minutes with traffic.
Yeah.
And then they probably cook your pizza and go, oh, fuck no, he ordered 1.5 the amount of cheese. So you got to get the measuring cup.
Could you imagine the freaking out? What are you doing? that's not 1.5. That's like 1.2. What is that?
Yeah. And you host a podcast with Guido that has a pizza place.
That's what I told him.
Why don't you get Guido's pizza? His pizza's better than Domino's.
His pizza's better, and also Guido will give you the best deal. You probably get jumbos, and he'll be like, give me $5.
It's true, but the thing is, sometimes I have the app, and I rack up free pizzas.
But with Guido, they'd always be free.
Yeah, they're
pizzas.
Normally free with Guido. Yeah. And they're better, way better.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Guido can make a mean fucking pizza.
Yeah. Delicious.
Mean
pizza
and his chef, bro. His chef. I tried this mushroom pasta.
All right, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted because when we talk about food, you get distracted.
Okay. So
I hate mushroom pasta though, because sometimes you'll order 1.7 the amount of mushroom and they'll only give you 1.4.
And then you gotta sit there, you're putting one cup in another, and he's like, no, that's the residue. It is the residue. Yeah.
And then you gotta find the other pieces of mushroom just to stick them all together.
Yeah, and you have to count the mushrooms.
See how many mushrooms you have.
You're asking other people in the restaurant, how many mushrooms were in your soup? How many mushrooms? No, just tell me how many mushrooms. I wanna know. Cause I have a thing with the chef, you don't know.
So this time I order, right? I'm chilling, I'm doing my thing. I realize it's been quite some time. I realize, like, yo, this motherfucker's showed up. He's
stealing my cheese.
He's about to show up an hour late. Not an hour late, like an hour later after the order when they said 24 to 34 minutes.
Oh, and so, he showed up 1 hour and 34 minutes later.
No, he showed up. Let's say 30 minutes past the time.
So he showed up an hour after you ordered, an hour later you got your food, but they said it was going to be there a half hour later.
Yes.
Okay. So you waited an extra half hour. So
here's the thing.
Which is unacceptable for a man of your stature.
Look, no. You got
shit to do.
I guess that day I was hangry a little bit.
Okay, right? Okay.
You know what?
So did you fuck the delivery guy?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Wait, what?
It sounded like you said you were horny and hungry at the same time. Hangry
is hungry and angry.
Oof, no. It's horny and hungry.
No way, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were you hangry when you saw him? Is that when it started? When did you get turned on?
When I smelled the pizza.
Okay. All right.
And
you just had pizza?
That's when you're like, we're going to fuck.
I was like, no, my friend, please. I have family.
So
you know the pizza is going to be delicious when it's an Indian man that delivers it.
Yeah.
You have a friend that's Italian
that literally does it for a living.
And he brought a fucking oven from New York
just to make good
pizza.
Oh, yeah, sure. And this guy's like, no, I'm just going to use Domino. Yeah.
Can you use the big microwave?
The best is he also gets cheesy bread all the time. Yeah. So he just gets dough. He orders dough and cheese. Yeah. That takes an hour. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so the guy shows up. You're a little horny.
And I guess, no, I wasn't horny, but I was hangry. I was angry and hungry. Fuck, I was about to say angry and horny.
We know. Yeah. We know.
Because of you bastards.
Don't worry, you're FDA approved. You're fine.
So finally, the guy shows up. On top of it, he calls me to go downstairs because of the construction. Right?
That's he didn't want to come up.
He didn't even want to come up.
That doesn't make any sense because the construction is outside. So if he's already downstairs, there's no construction inside.
Exactly. Right? So I'm like, motherfucker.
That's such a weird thing. Please come downstairs. Why? I put a new sticker on my car. What does that have to do with anything? What are you talking about? It doesn't have anything.
So on top of it, he's late and he wants me to come downstairs. I'm not paying for this fucking pizza, I think to myself. Right? So
he goes down.
I go down. I open the door for the guy. I go to the guy. All right, hand me over the pizza. And he goes, no, you have to pay for this. I go, I'm not paying for this pizza, bro. I'm not fucking paying. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, you're late? And you forced me to come down from my home, bro.
Did you inspect if there was enough cheese?
Not yet. Hold on.
Oh.
You're deep.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm getting there. There's levels to this.
Hold on, bro.
So you're yelling at this man.
Not yet.
Okay.
So was he saying, my friend? My friend.
Well, hold on. So as I'm like, give me my pizza. He goes, oh, no. I can't do this. And he calls up the store. I'm like, what the fuck? So the store tells him not to give me my pizza.
Yeah, which is what I would have said.
So
how did they say though? They said, don't give the food to that animal. Come back. I don't know, come back to headquarters.
He was speaking in Indian on the phone.
Okay.
So the guy goes to run off with my pizza.
What do you mean run off?
Like he goes to run off back to his car. So I stop him. I go, where the fuck do you think you're going, bro? Like this, bro.
This became a crime so quick.
What the fuck you think you're going, bro?
It's almost sexual assault. Where the fuck you think you're going, sweetheart?
Did you take the money that was in his pockets too?
Hold on, bro.
He robs the pizza delivery guy. You're gonna pay me.
Yeah. Because technically, he did rob the pizza delivery guy. He stole a pizza.
Yeah, you stole. Yeah. No. You should. If you're gonna rob him all the way, take his shoes too.
Just go all in. Yeah.
His turban too. Fuck it.
He's wearing a turban. Yeah. Poor guy, bro.
This fucking guy. He's been in our country for 9 minutes. He was a dentist in his country.
He's getting assaulted by a fat man.
He starts over and he has to fucking give free pizza to people.
He's going to tell his kids, you know why you can't overeat? You're going to turn into that.
So hold on, bro. Oh, my stomach hurts. So hold on. So then he goes to take off. I go, where the fuck do you think you're going? Bro, I get all aggressive with my panics. Calls the store again. The store's like, nah, don't give this motherfucker his pizza, right?
Yo, the store's... I'm just going to say something. They aren't gauging this properly. They're risking the life of one of their employees over a pizza. They're like, no, you're out there, Sanjay. Just take one for the team. What are they talking about? Yeah. They tell you in a robbery, they tell you, give your money, give your wallet. Yeah. It's not worth it. These guys are like, you better not give that fucking pizza, bro. Like, it's so stupid.
That fucking pizza delivery guy, if I was afraid that my life was in danger, I'd run to my car. Like, I'd discreetly, like, talk to him, go, I got to get my phone. I'd grab my key, unlock the door, run to my car.
Get in, lock
and
it.
Then get the fuck out of there. And on the road, call Domino's. I wouldn't call Domino's in front of an angry giant and he doesn't want to pay.
Yeah, yeah, very. He looks very stupid. Yeah. No, he doesn't. No, he's not. He's looking at me, but he can't hear you. He's very dumb. He's ugly man.
So hold up. So now this guy takes off, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, motherfucker. So I call the store right away. And while I'm calling them, I'm one-starring them on Google.
He's both Karen and a monster, a literal. He's Minotaur Karen.
So hold up. So then I'm one-starring. I mean, I talk on the phone. They go, no, sir, you have to pay for the pizza. I'm like, you're late. This is bullshit. Oh, and they can try to use the excuse. They go, because there's construction on that street. He can't drive on that street. I go,
is that my problem? Do I have a jackhammer?
I go, A, no, he could drive on the fucking street. I'm outside now. I see cars passing. A, and B, even if he can't use that street, use another street. Doesn't excuse, and the other street is faster.
If he can't use the street, how did he get here?
Exactly. You know? So then, no, sir. I'm like, you know what? So on the phone, I'm yelling, you know what? I'm on my way right now. And they go, no, it's okay. No need, sir. There's no need to come over here.
I like how they said there's no need. Well, how can you tell me there's no need? I'm the one that said he's coming.
So I'm like,
Panic on the poor person that was on the phone.
You rob Poseidon of enough cheese, he's liable to do some crazy shit.
So you got in your car and drove
to Domino's in the middle of the night.
How long did it take you to get there?
Oh, like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Well, hold on. I'm getting to that in a moment. So then the guy takes off. As I'm on the phone, there's no need. I'm like, nah, I'm on my way. So I hang up, hop in my car. Oh, no. First, what I had to do, I had to run back upstairs and collect my shit. And then I had to...
Collect your shit?
Like my wallet.
You should have just flushed.
No, like... No, like my wallet, my keys, everything, right?
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, I had to piss. So I take a leak. The thing is, I
feel like these are things that don't matter in the story, but go on.
No, it does matter.
This helps the story.
Yeah, I had to take a piss. And also, my ankle was hurting a bit. I think I'm passing kidney stone.
No. But I pissed so fast that I put my dick in my pants too early, and I pissed on yourself? I pissed on myself.
So hold on a second. They robbed you of cheese. The man walked away not giving you your free pizza and cheesy breads.
And made you piss your pants.
They caused you to piss your pants. Where was your head at? How angry were you?
Well, I was fuming.
So did you change pants before you went to Domino's? Yes. So you had to change too.
I changed pants.
Yeah.
Now hold on.
This is a whole event.
This is why this detail matters. All right. So I hop. I change. I go.
You back. Hop into your new pair of pants.
Yeah. I hop into my new pair of pants.
I hop.
Hop on my new pair of pants. I was saving them for a special occasion.
And then I go to my car. Right, and I take off driving. Now I'm going 100 kilometers down Acadie,
as one would do.
Yeah, driving insane
with your clean pants.
Yeah. And then
the cops stop him. Are you in a hurry? There's a pizza related emergency, sir. Go stop a rape.
So then, what's funny about all this is I made it there as the guy had probably just set the cheesy bread and the pizza on the rack because they have this rack. So
he brought it back.
Yeah.
So you made it after pissing yourself, changing your pants, doing all that. You made it at the same time as this guy.
As this guy was pulling out of the driveway.
You should be the delivery driver.
Yeah. Did they offer you a job?
No, but they should have.
You're hired.
Maybe the aggressive personality is what stopped them from offering you a job.
I think it's the numerous threats to their lives. Yeah. Threats of violence over cheese, I think, is what's doing it.
So then what happened was, I pulled in at the same into the parking lot at the same time the delivery driver
was pulling out,
and the shock in his face was priceless. As I'm pulling in, the guy he looks to his left to see if a car is coming. Then he just looks normally, and then he goes,
his eyes wide open,
completely shocked. Yeah, he was like,
"Did
what
he
the
pee
fuck?
His pants a little too?" You think
possibly after that? Yes.
So then you go in. Did you steal the pizza?
No. So then I walk in and I go, you guys owe me a pizza and a cheesy bread.
You owe me.
You owe me. You owe me.
God damn it.
Homie, if you're going to operate in my neighborhood, you got to pay me what's mine.
You owe me.
And I was fuming. Right? So then she goes, and then
she try to explain to you how restaurants work and that they don't technically owe you anything until you pay?
So then,
it's true. He hasn't paid.
Like, they're okay, sir. We're gonna take a little business course.
Yeah, I thought this is gonna work, fatty.
Here is commerce for dummies.
Yeah, yeah.
Commerce for dummies. I love it. So then, but the thing is, and then she tries to make bullshit excuses.
So it was a woman this time.
Yeah, it was a woman.
Who'd you talk to on the phone? Was it a lady?
No, it was a man, but I guess the man saw me pull in or something, and I guess he must have ran to the back or some shit.
Yeah, I've been back there, right from the side door on, what is it, Mount Royal? No, not Mount Royal, Rockland.
Uh-huh.
That door, the little office is right there, because Dano used to work there years ago, so I used to go in the middle, and we used to just chill. He used to open the door. Yeah, very sloppy, that Domino's. They don't know what's going
really,
on.
Really, yeah. Bastards. Yeah. So I pull it, and she goes, and then she's trying to make bullshit excuses. I go, no!
There's a grown man who walks into a restaurant that's basically just takeout and delivery. Jesus, he's like, no!
After what do you do? A global pandemic that they haven't made any money in the last 18 months.
On a domino.
And finally they're like, okay, we're gonna start making money again.
No.
So what was her bullshit excuse that she gave
you? Basically the street was closed.
Okay.
And I go to her, even if it is closed, the guy can park. You know, it doesn't take that long. It's not a huge detour.
Arguing the semantics of parking in Montreal.
Well, because she argued the semantics with me, right?
Did you call your contact at the police to get like a video footage or?
It would have been funny if he goes, and also the cheese. I happen to know a man who's in the pizza industry. And I happen to know that this is not the right amount of cheese.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
And then Guido comes out of nowhere.
Do you want to call him? We can't call him right now because he's in an asylum.
Yeah. But trust me, he told me there's something wrong with the cheese quantities.
Oh, hold up. And I go, no, I've had enough of your shit from this store. I go to her. And I always ask double cheese and extra cheese. There's never any fucking double cheese.
And extra cheese.
You know?
Maybe that's why they're mixed up. If you go, give me double cheese, extra cheese. And they're like, which one is it?
No, but I'm saying it's
those are both the same exact thing. He thinks they're two different things. Okay.
I don't know what to do. They just give him pizza and some cheese on the side. Like, here, just take it.
And then I go, and on top of it, you're always fucking late. And I never say shit. I go like this. And
I think you always say shit.
It
though.
Seems like you would say
I never
shit.
Do. I never do.
What do you say?
I never say it. I pay. I take the pizza. I eat it. And that's it.
You don't say any passive aggressive stuff?
Well, like, look. No,
like,
no.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, that was on time. Almost.
No, to the driver, never. But I realized after when I opened the box, I realized, motherfuckers, they didn't add double cheese.
So he probably hears you when he's in the hallway as he's running towards the elevator.
Do you think the delivery guys are fucking with you? They're just stealing your extra cheese?
Yeah. No, because there's a tape that seals the pizza box.
Okay.
So you'll know if that rips, that means motherfuckers opened it.
It means it was tampered.
Yes.
Someone tampered with your pizza.
So if someone is stealing your cheese, it has to be an inside job from the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're like the Suge Knight of pizza.
So hold up. So then she just goes,
you're the carbs knight.
And then she
Your carbs night, bro.
And the lady didn't even. She goes,
take one.
She just, bro. She just gave up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I make $11 an hour. Just take it, fuck.
She goes, here. I go, thank you. And she goes, oh, don't you want to check the cheese before you leave? I checked, and this time there was double cheese.
The pizza that you fought for,
yeah,
this, actually has
this time. It actually had it.
What about cheesy breads?
The cheesy bread I got also.
So you got everything for free?
Yeah.
Did you leave tip?
I was gonna initially to the guy, but because he dipped without.
What about the lady who you robbed?
I was too pissed off.
I just want you to know. Yeah. I know. I don't know how it sounds in your head, but you realize you just told us and everyone a story where you walked into a Domino's and robbed
stole.
Them.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Yeah. No, not allegedly. This Lily, you just described. This is what you described. You described harassing an immigrant, and then proceeding to robbing a restaurant.
Can you Google world's dumbest criminals Domino's to see if your episode is up yet?
Oh, shit.
They use this in court. And they're like, you guys don't understand. The money that I've lost throughout the years because they didn't give me double cheese when I paid for double cheese. And Hold then on. He brings in his expert witness. It's Guido.
Hold on. I also have to mention one little fact. Is on their website, it says that if they pass the 30-minute mark,
yeah,
it's free.
Oh, how come you didn't say that from the beginning?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
So I would have just taken the pizza from the guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Here's the thing. This is a little fact I forgot to mention, and I realized without mentioning it, it makes me look like a complete lunatic.
Yeah. This isn't going to help that case, really.
It might help a little bit. I had even shown him that on the website, the official website of Domino's, it shows that if they're past the 30-minute mark, the pizza is free. So
was it actually Domino's or was another place?
He's showing another restaurant.
And look, it's written Mike's, but it's Domino's.
No, Widow's Pizza Castle says 20 minutes or it's free.
No, but it had Domino's logo and everything, and it was the official website and shit. But yeah, I forgot that one little detail. I had shown them this, and I even showed it after to the lady.
And what did she say?
It's like, fine. She just
was she Indian also?
Yes, they were all Indian.
This feels like a. So it's like a racially charged attack.
Yeah, this seems like a hate crime.
Yeah. God damn, the pizza bros, you and fucking Guido. They're all crazy. Him and Guido, it's one day it's him fighting Domino's. And then the next day, so I'm at the...
But here I'm on, I Googled it and it says Domino's does not penalize its drivers for late delivery. 30 minutes are free, not applicable when store operating conditions are not suitable.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
like the construction?
Yeah, no, yeah, no.
Like construction or the eight other things.
So be announced at the time of order taking.
Oh, so they have to tell you.
They have to tell you.
Okay. This guy.
Oh, you actually fucking hired a lawyer.
He's never put this much effort into anything, but he's a fucking pizza litigator.
Yeah. He's the Aaron Brockovich of free pizza.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up for people too.
You're fucking Aaron Brockovich. Yeah. No, don't give Domino's free publicity.
So, but you've got to be on their, like sort of a no fly list.
Oh, I can never order from there again.
Yeah. They're going to put some dick in that pizza.
They're
gonna fuck,
come spit shit in that pizza.
They're hoping that you order extra cheese.
Yeah, basically.
They have, they basically have your number and your name where you always order from.
And my address.
Well, obviously. And then next to it, they have like a file photo. It's just like a hippo. Yeah. He looks something like this. With a chain. He looks something.
It's just a box of the game Hungry Hungry Hippos.
He looks just like this.
Just like this, but with the chain.
Yeah. But he's not blue. So he does this, right? So he's telling me, like, what the fuck? And then the next night, I was at your club. And in the... I text
the next morning.
Yeah, I text Guido and I'm like at night, like he accidentally tried to call me and I go, are you okay? In the middle of the night, he's like, yeah, I'm fine. But the next morning I wake up and it's just photos Guido sends of his face is open, gash, blood everywhere. And he's like, I was attacked. And I go, what the fuck happened? Apparently one of his waiters headbutted him. They got into a fight and he headbutted him.
Jesus.
Some Honduran guy. He was just attacked by a Honduran man. And I'm like, what kind of lifestyle are you living? What kind of lifestyle are you living? Like, really, this is happening. Like, apparently the guy got hammered and just, he made
God
a joke.
Damn, the pizza game is...
Pizza game's tough.
It's getting crazy.
So then I go there, and he's like, do you think I need stitches? And it was a gaping wound.
you think I need stitches? He asked you that after sending a picture to someone that doesn't work in the medical field.
Yeah, even me. I don't work in the medical. I saw it. I was like, 100% you need. It's just open. So I find that there's a CLC nearby that takes you walking when it's stuff like that, like emergency stuff, because the other ones don't take you. So we go there and they go, no, the way it works is you have to call in advance before the trauma happens. And then I'm like, what does that mean? You want us to call you next time? Like, I believe a Honduran man is going to headbutt him. Get
Look,
ready.
My waiter is Honduran. I'm going to tell him his country's fucking garbage and tell him I fucked his mom.
In about an hour.
And he's way stronger than I am. Yeah. So it's not going to end well.
Yeah. So hold on. No stab yet. What? What time? Okay, you need to stab me tomorrow about 2:30. Like, it's so crazy. He's like, yeah, it's just the way it is now. It's like, what the fuck? So then he had to wait a day. He made an appointment somewhere else. And I think today he got his head fixed or some shit like that.
Fuck.
Yeah, I saw him. They put a Band-Aid.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with
just
this?
Just put a Band-Aid and that's it.
Now he's going to have a big scar.
And it fell off too because he was sweating. Poor guy.
God damn it.
What a week.
God damn.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah, it's just been nuts with these two.
Fuck.
But they're lovable.
Yeah.
There's something about them. There's something about them that's just endearing with these two fucking pizza bros.
Is that why you don't order from Guido's place? Is because you're afraid that angry Honduran's going to hunt you down?
No. I didn't even know he had hired a new waiter.
Yeah. He would have immediately.
And this guy's a new waiter. So this guy attacked him and he's only been working there for like a couple of days?
For like 2-3 days, apparently.
And why did he attack him?
Because Guido only works in small doses.
Was the guy drunk or Guido was drunk?
No, the guy was hammered.
Okay. And he started saying crazy shit that he's committed a bunch of crimes.
Yeah, well, Guido said don't say that. And then he got offended. Guido made a joke about it. And the guy's like, what? You fuck on me? You know? And then he headbutted him. And he's like, I was just kidding.
You fuck on me.
He's like, fuck on me.
He's like, I'm just kidding. He goes.
Yeah. And he got pissed off and he headbutted him.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like a goat.
Yeah. No. That's crazy.
It's been a wild few days.
Mike. Fuck.
These are the kind of phone calls I get.
Yeah.
There's never anything normal.
God damn.
You know who I feel like? I feel like Jerry Seinfeld when they thought George Costanza died and Frank Costanza called and left a message. Jerry, George is dead. Sidebender's here. Call me back. That's how I feel. Every time I get a message from them, it's always something insane.
Fuck.
Like, I don't know how to handle this.
And you're younger than all of them. Or, well, not than him.
Way younger than the rest of them, yeah.
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 You're like...
But I'm the problem solver.
You're Guido's dad, and he was born 17 years before you.
Kind of, yeah. But he's. But you know what? You know Guido's getting... Dude, when he comes back full-time to stand-up, dude, this guy is already building his hour.
Oh,
just
yeah.
This year alone.
Yeah. With his headbutt stories?
Oh, he's got stories for a tour.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what a crazy year. You couldn't write this shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember when he got deported from Mexico when he arrived. This has been a crazy year.
Yeah,
it's been a wild, wild year, bro.
I took a vacation this weekend.
Where'd you go?
Tremblant.
Okay.
For 2 days.
How was it?
It was fun. Well, getting there, you know, it was hot. And it was funny because I was like, oh, this place seems peaceful. And I see a thing. It's called the River of the Devil. And I was like, all right, that name's a little sketch, but it's just the name of a river. I drive one block down. There's a golf course. It's just called the Devil.
Really?
I was like, I'm in the right neighborhood.
The crazy. Golf course is called the Devil?
The Devil, yeah.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. They weren't fucking around. And it was so fucking hot, bro. It was so stuff was melting. There's too many people, though, I find.
Yeah.
And the rules don't make sense. Like the mask rules don't make any sense. Like if you're standing here, you have to wear a mask. But if you're standing 4 feet on the other side, you don't have to wear a mask. But you're all outside together. It's anarchy. Anarchy.
Do you think that's because of the devil?
The devil. It's because the devil's around there.
Satan. Satan is a...
You know, it was boiling hot. You know what I saw that I never thought I would see in Tremblant? A Hasidic Jewish family on vacation.
There's a bunch of Hasidic Jews near Tremblant.
Oh, that's why. Because
they live there.
Full, bro, super hot. And everything, those big Russian hats, all on display. Oh, I was like, fuck, you must be burning up inside. Yeah. I think you get used to it maybe after
a
while.
Yeah, I was about to say
it's
that.
It's impossible to not
There's
get...
There's no way, bro. Like, I would probably croak and die if I wore that outfit.
Maybe they have, like, sort of a turban underneath the hat. Like, some need, sort of system...
You need one of those fans that used to have as kids.
Yeah,
little electrical fans.
Yeah, maybe they have a little air conditioner.
They take off the hat. It's a whole ecosystem.
No, it's just a little fan.
The hat is so high. It's one of those portable air conditioners that have wheels.
Yeah, you just need 3 AA batteries and you're good for the day.
God,
if you go behind them, you get hot air shot at you.
Yeah, they're just leaving a trail of hot air. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, fuck, that's hot. Yeah. God damn, that must be tough to deal with.
Everyone that's like too religious, summer seems hard for them.
Yeah.
Like anyone, when I was in Dubai, everyone was telling me, no,
all wearing pajamas.
Yeah, that's really good in the heat. And I was like, it's a t-shirt seems better. Like shorts seem more
I guess because you're not wearing pants and you're aired out because of the, you're wearing a robe. Maybe it's better. I don't know. But I just think it's unbecoming for me to walk around with a robe.
Yeah.
We should do that though.
Bring the robe back.
Bring the robe back, but different. Bring the cowl, the cape.
Yeah.
Like remember when kings had that? They had a scepter, but they also had like a long cape.
Yeah. Oh. Like Preach always used to wear a kimono.
Yeah.
That he had given me one, and I was super comfortable wearing it, but I refused to wear it in public, and I kept on telling him I'm white. I can't. Like, a black dude can wear a kimono and kind of looks like a pimp.
Yeah.
But I'll just look like a fucking nut job.
You're going to look like Frank Costanza's lawyer.
Yeah. I'll look like I watched, like, a documentary about Hugh Hefner, and I was like, I like that guy.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm going to try this.
I'm rounding up the bordel bunnies.
Yeah.
that's what it would seem like. Yeah, you can't. It's because of Hugh Hefner, if white guys wear robes, it seems sleazy, not comfortable.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
There's a very fine line between the sleaze and the comfort.
Yeah. I think we should bring the capes back.
Well, no one, the capes were never a thing like for everyone. Like royalty had some capes and people who thought they were superheroes wore capes.
Even like a short cape.
What's a short cape?
Short cape?
Like you have one that goes just.
A scarf?
No, it goes.
Oh, a bib, but backwards.
A backwards bib?
It goes just. No.
Like those capes with the lobster on it?
Yeah, yeah. And then every time you start to eat, you do flip it around.
No, it goes just to your lower back. And then that's a short cape.
Like the Pope?
Like a short cape?
Yeah, but like it's cooler. And then you have the medium cape, which goes down to like the back of your knees.
All right, so hide the ass.
Yeah, and then you have the long cape, which goes to your ankles.
So who wears which one?
It's a fashion choice, really. You decide which one you'd like to wear. You can wear some for different occasions. If you want to look more mysterious.
More mysterious.
You wear a longer cape or more, you know. Like
so you think the longer the cape, the more mysterious you seem?
Not just the more mysterious. Obviously, it depends on the style, too, of the cape.
Does the cape have a giant bat on it?
What?
Can the cape have a giant bat on it?
It could if you want. It could have your company's logo.
Your company's logo.
It could have.
I would never buy from that company. If I saw a man wearing a cape with his company name and number, I'd be like, oh, shit, I got to take a picture to never buy from that lunatic.
Mike, welcome to Intact Insurance. Let me count the ways I can save you money. 1, 2.
Oh, God damn. Like, I'd wear one with a trident on it.
You don't, but like in public, regularly, not even a show. You just walk in the street with a cape with a trident on it.
Okay, mainly to shows.
Because like a cape, you can wear a cape if you're kind of like sarcastically wearing it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, look at how stupid I look. But not, you. It's hard to wear a cape and go out in public.
Or like, let's bring back some like body armor type of shit.
Body armor?
Yeah, but bring it back into fashion.
Are you fighting the Taliban? Why would you need body armor?
I mean, imagine you just walk around with like a stainless steel.
Like chainmail?
Yeah, bro.
Why are there dragons lurking? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Or like a bronze cuirass.
Wouldn't you like rip up all your seats?
Well, yeah,
in your car?
In your car, wouldn't you be hot all the time? Plus, everybody would hear you coming. It's just they hear from the science coming. Clang, 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 clang. You hear this? What you hear? Clang, clang. Oh, fuck. Clang, clang. Oh, you forgot the extra cheese again. Oh, God. Imagine him. What if you did that and you walked into Domino's with your chainmail on and a helmet?
Yeah. They'd surrender the store.
They'd be like, okay, this is exactly the way I figured it was going to happen.
Yeah. Samir, yeah. I challenge you to a duel. Oh, no, that would be fucking terrible. I think he would take fashion choices like that if they were available.
Yeah.
For fun, though, like sarcastically, like if I'm about to do a podcast or something like that.
You'd wear it on the podcast.
You'd buy a armored suit to do a podcast? The intellectuals, that should be your new sort of uniform.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. It's your show. Do whatever you want. Or like, I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could go rent this stuff. Line.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be like the queen.
Yes.
Dressed to fight mythical creatures.
Yes.
I wonder how much it costs to buy.
To buy, it might be expensive.
Yeah.
To rent might
Most
be.
Of those people, I think, make them. They make them themselves.
What, they have a forge in the basement?
I don't know.
Look, a full suit of Imperial Elite Upper Body Protection System is $408. A chainmail.
Hold on, it's elite, right? So what does it protect you from if you wear that?
Oh, combat full body armor.
And it
black
protects
knight,
you from
medieval
dates.
Knight suit of armor?
Honestly, it's going to protect you your virginity.
Yeah. No one has ever gotten laid
wearing one of those.
Or, like, or even buying one of those.
Or like a forged Roman conqueror muscle cuirass body armor is $250.
But would you wear the whole suit? Like your legs are out in that little skirt? The Legionnaire stuff, yeah.
For like a podcast and shit, like I do shit, like I do crazy shit.
Yeah, for podcasts it's different, but I'm saying, would you walk around, go put gas in your car?
Fuck that shit.
That would be kind of funny if you pretend like it's normal, like you go order food.
You should get one of those suits the next time you have to take a picture for your passport.
Yeah.
Or your driver's license.
Go to, I'll tape you going to a restaurant. Wench, bring me your finest ale.
They have on Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon has everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, they have a full long sleeve medieval shirt.
Do you have the right size?
Look at his eyes. Like, he seems like.
Yeah, he's very excited.
Oh, fuck.
Medieval chainmail shirt and coif armor set.
Let's see these dragons get away from me now.
Wow.
You're a fucking. Didn't you? But I saw a news story of some guy in India.
Ah, yes.
Who died after putting super glue over his penis. He used that as a condom because he was on drugs and he didn't have a condom and he was banging and then he's dead. I don't know how he died though.
Super glue.
It glued everything.
Also glue your dick inside the woman or man's vagina.
He was
or
with
asshole.
A woman. I don't know what her story is, but she's still alive.
God damn.
I found the story.
Yeah, I wasn't
Indian
making
man,
that up.
Sorry?
I wasn't making that up.
Yeah, Indian man dies after using glue instead of condom for protected sex while on drugs.
Fuck. They're trying to compete with Florida man.
Yeah. India
As
man.
As a guy that has a house in Florida, I'm happy that people are just as stupid in India.
It's such a weird thing to do, though.
Yeah, the couple was not carrying protection, they decided to use a strong adhesive to seal off the man's private parts during the intercourse to avoid pregnancy.
Why didn't you just pull out?
Yeah, pull out. Come on her fucking stomach.
What the fuck is this?
Sorry just pull that. Out.
Yeah, just use the old school method, yeah. In a bizarre incident from Gujarat, a 25-year-old man allegedly...
Oh, Gujarat, well known.
Mm-hmm. allegedly died after using an epoxy adhesive instead of a condom during intercourse. Salman Mirza, a resident of Fatehwadi, Ahmedabad...
Okay, now you're just making stuff up.
I swear to God, this is what it says, bro.
doing racist noises.
Booga, booga, booga.
This is what it says, bro. Checked into a hotel with his former fiance on June 22nd as the couple was not carrying...
Wouldn't you call front desk and go, hey, do you guys have a vending machine with condoms?
Yeah.
Or do you have condoms? They probably have condoms
for
in
sure
a hotel.
They probably had. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe well, the
can
guy
I get
was,
the Wi-Fi password?
And why did he have fucking super glue?
But not
in
condoms.
A hotel.
But I don't
he
know.
Probably found it in one of those utility closets.
I don't understand how this killed him because he was found dead the next day.
Well, dude, if you're sealing your penis.
Well, hold on.
This guy might have had extreme ejaculate that just went in and broke him.
Oh, but hold on. Salman was found unconscious in shrubs near
the
hotel.
He was found what?
Unconscious.
Unconscious.
Yeah. in shrubs near the hotel in Juhapura.
Oh, that you said that properly. I felt like I was listening to a real Indian.
His friend, Faraj Shaikh.
This guy had a lot of friends.
Found him and brought him home. Following this.
How did he bring him home?
I don't know. There's a lot of plot holes to this.
Yeah, Faraj, how do you know that he glued his dick shut? Well, when I found him unconscious, I had to take a look at his penis, make sure it's okay.
And it was all sticky.
And it wasn't me. It was me. I didn't take an unconscious guy and glue his dick together. He did it because he didn't have condoms. I'm telling you.
Did he want to glue his dick hole shut?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah. And he was admitted to Sola Civil Hospital where his condition deteriorated, and then he died.
I'm sure they just didn't treat him.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, what a dumb fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, they probably thought like, one of the bad ones.
No, maybe a doctor's like, what do you want me to do with this? He glued his dick shut.
Yeah.
I don't know, put some hot water or something? I don't know.
What do you do with your glue? Remember the Gorilla Glue Girl?
Oh, yeah, I remember
with
that.
Her head.
Yeah.
She got money. Surgery. She started GoFundMe and made money.
Really?
Yeah, she had to do surgery, yeah.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Faraj, his friend should start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And don't tell people his friend died.
No.
Tell him he's getting a gender assignment surgery.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're cutting that dick off, bro. Also, he exploded in his dick.
Ugh. So before he died, he never got the satisfaction of busting.
Well, he did at some point.
Yeah, he busted.
He busted inside himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a conspiracy. They didn't want you to know that you can get yourself pregnant.
Yeah, he got his bladder pregnant. There's a dumb little baby inside that bladder.
They have a pillow over his face. Yeah. It was the penis explosion that killed him. Someone was telling me about the Taliban right now. You remember we joked about them last week? So apparently what they did is, remember, they got famous for, there was a TikTok video that went viral because they were doing bumper cars in the gym that. They set the place on fire.
Okay.
Because they were mad that they went viral, so they set the bumper cars on fire, the whole amusement park.
Okay.
And then they started destroying shit, and they gave the CIA an ultimatum. They said, you better withdraw your troops by the date that you said, or else. And Dan Crenshaw in the Senate goes, we should tell the Taliban about that extended date to go fuck themselves. That's the response they're going to give. Let's scare the Taliban. He goes, what are you, stupid? Yeah, so
that's funny.
Yeah, it will be fun to see if there's.
I read a thing about Sharia law that it's illegal. Your beard has to be a certain length or else it's illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
But then you're always doing illegal stuff because your beard has to go to a certain length. So at some point it was always shorter.
Yeah. I guess when you're young,
you're always illegal.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just, when I read that, I was thinking like me, I'm able to grow a beard here and a neck beard.
Yeah.
But if I was in the Taliban, I'd have to comb over from my neck.
Just to make it look bigger?
Get like glue.
So yeah, if you can't grow, what happens?
I don't know. They probably put you
out of the
jail,
Taliban?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not hairy enough to be in the Taliban.
The Taliban, it seems like an easy job to get.
Yeah.
But a hard job to keep,
yeah.
Yeah, very hard. Everyone's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
And you're not the brightest.
Yeah. And a lot of rules.
Too many rules, I find. Yeah,
not that. Doesn't seem like that fun. Especially for someone that's new in the Taliban. Because the first day you're like, this is amazing. I'm riding bumper cars.
Yeah.
I'm going into a castle. I'm sitting in chairs.
Yeah. I got a grenade launcher.
And then after a week, you're like, fuck, my boss always measuring my beard.
Yeah. Every Thursday, they're fucking me.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
Man love Thursdays.
Yeah.
It must be fucked up. And I'm not saying that they have it worse. Obviously, the people that are suffering under the Taliban are worse off, but it's weird to join the Taliban nowadays. There's other stuff you could be doing with your time.
Join ISIS.
Yeah, ISIS is not as cool.
Yeah. Probably most of the people in the Taliban, though, just join because they're like, if I don't join, they're going to kill me.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. If I was in Afghanistan right now, I'd be like, fuck it. I'll just pretend like I'm Taliban.
I'd be a Taliban general.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be the guy holding the RPG.
You're pointing to a lady.
Yeah,
there was a guy holding people up on a wall. Everybody else had AKs, and he had an RPG. He was holding up a girl. Like, she's not a helicopter. What are you doing with that?
Fuck.
Everyone else got the good guns. He's stuck with that. So I was telling him that it's so fucking stupid. The Taliban thing's fucked up though, bro.
Yeah,
it's crazy that that's happening. Apparently, they're talking about Biden, how he's like, he doesn't really realize what's going on. He doesn't take it seriously. They asked him in the news, they go, how do you feel about what we saw, the images? And he's like, that was 4 or 5 days ago, bro. And it happened, that was two days after. So, like, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joe Biden, did you guys see when he took a knee?
Oh, I heard today.
He took a knee? Yeah.
It was the WNBA champions.
WNBA championship. They gave him a shirt or something.
The WNBA champs visited the White House. and they gave him a shirt. And then him, he's like, yo, I'm taking a knee for Black Lives Matter. But no one else, everyone's like, get out of here, bro. We're at the White House. So no one else took a knee. So it's just him down. And he didn't notice that behind him, they didn't take knees.
Fuck, and he's super old. So it's probably hard to get back up. He's probably like grabbing fucking those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He pulled the Trump, legs, started grabbing him by the pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm doing it to get up, not to get down.
Goddamn. And apparently, and everyone laughed at him on top of it. Like, because I saw the video.
Oh, players laughed at him?
Yeah, yeah. As soon as he started taking a knee, and as soon as he takes a knee, everyone just started laughing.
Because as soon as he took a knee, he went like this. Sorry.
Imagine how rough that is on the ego, though. Because you're the leader of the free world. But then you have these women behind you, and then you do something, and all you hear is...
I can't do a fucking layup.
You're like, those fucking bitches.
And you're like, why did I invite them?
Yeah.
I'm never inviting these bitches over again. No one watches the WNBA. He just gets mad and rude.
Do you think he's just inviting all the teams over now? Because there were so many people that wouldn't go when it was Trump. So he's just showing, look, they all love me now. But there's no sports going on right now. So he's like, I'll get those women.
Yeah, that's what I think he's doing.
Yeah.
So everybody, like the Taliban likes him. The WNBA champs like him. The American voters, not so much though. Not so much right now. That's the deal of being president. Everybody hates you.
Yeah.
Poseidon, what'd you bring up?
I'm trying to bring up I just want you guys to hear the laughter, but it's not loading the goddamn video.
We don't
want to
hear the laughter.
I understand.
Because it's not connected to this, so we can't hear the laughter. You fucking imbecile.
Did I tell you about the guy that did my asphalt? In my country house?
The guy that said the racist story?
No. This is another one. I got my asphalt done at the country house. The guy came to do the driveway.
Recently?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And
the guy that wanted to make you manage...
a festival.
Yeah, you were telling us last episode. Yeah, what happened with that?
He called me again this week. And then he goes, look, I'll pay you. I'll give the money to my neighbor and then you can go get it. And he goes, no, it's okay, man. It's on the house. I was like, what? He goes, just get me in that festival. And I was like, what?
I'm not managing that festival. Yeah.
He's like, just look, I'm fucking working like construction at my age isn't fun. He goes, so I want to work in a festival. So just get me a job at the festival. And I'm like, that's not how this works. I'm not going to get you a job at a fucking festival.
Hold on. So you're telling me I have to get a job working, running this festival that I don't want to get in order to hire you?
Yeah.
What an elaborate scheme.
Yeah. What a weirdo.
This guy thinks he's the Illuminati.
Yeah. So I just gave the money. I went this week. I gave the money to my neighbor. And I was like, look, this guy's fucking mental. But you're the one that introduced him to me. So
pay him.
Pay him, yeah.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
So since he knows all this, why doesn't he call the festival and say, hey, guys, can I be part of the festival? I don't want to do construction.
They probably hate him.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And plus, he was
doesn't sound like a
bull. Because he was like, look, because I know I'd be really good. He was like, I'd be really good. I'm good with artists. And I was like,
what does that mean?
I don't think you are, though. Like, he said he was good at, he'd be good to book bands and comics. And I was like, you clearly wouldn't be because I told you a million times to call my manager.
And you don't listen.
And you don't listen. And you're like, no, but I know you.
Yeah, so no, that wouldn't work.
No.
Artists would hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
I never met him.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's made an enemy.
Yeah.
This is my dad level Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And I'm not listening.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my own thing type of shit. Yeah. I always hated people like that. They just don't. I'm like, no. Well, yeah. It's like today with the fucking car battery. Cost me $400 to change. It's like, oh, we're going to check all this. But I didn't tell you to do that.
Mm.
So don't check. If you want to check extra shit, I didn't tell you to check. Fucking, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like people adding extra charges to shit.
Yeah, but all these places. Not all these places, but like, you know, garages tend to...
They're your people. Scammers. Pyramid schemers. The lower class. Opportunists.
I've been real lucky with garages. Every time I bring my car anywhere, the last two garages I used, the guys were super nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had one thing for my tour bus. Well, the guy I always go see, he'll fix stuff for free half the time. He'll go, that only took me 10 minutes, so it's on the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my garage does that sometimes.
Yeah. I always give presents, though. I'll give them gifts. I'll give them booze. I'll give them tickets. I'll give them...
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'll tip. Like, I'll tip the mechanics and shit.
I sat there and watched Captain Corelli's Mandolin in French. That's what they had on the TV.
Wait, what?
What's Captain Corelli's Mandolin?
It's a movie with Nicolas Cage, Penelope Cruz, Christian Bale. It's in Greece during the Second World War.
Okay.
And I was just, it was just me alone giggling because it was in French, but, you know, dubbed. You know, it's a Hollywood movie. And it just made me laugh. Like, they had those scenes where the Italians go to a town and they're trying to get them to surrender. And then the note comes out. And in Greek, what the note wrote to them was, go fuck yourselves. And then the guy has to translate. And the Greeks are laughing. The Italian soldiers are pissed. And then he goes, the Greek guy goes, if you don't understand what that means, come inside and we'll show you. I was like, yo, that's some fucked up shit. And it's because the Greeks didn't want to surrender to the Italians because they beat them at war, during the war in Albania. Okay. So they go, you have to give us a German of a high class if you want us to surrender to them. We're not going to surrender to you. We beat you. Get the fuck out of here. They weren't taking them seriously. Even though it was all soldiers, they weren't taking them. Like, get out of here. That's the funniest thing. And the Italians were just like,
who was Nicolas Cage? Was he Greek Captain Corelli?
No, he was Italian. Christian Bale was a Greekster. Penelope Cruz was a Greek girl.
Oh, Nicolas Cage is Italian, right? He's a Coppola?
He's a couple, I think, yeah. Yeah. So it works, yeah.
What was the movie?
You never seen Captain Corelli's Mandolin?
No.
No, it's a... it wasn't bad. It was just a... it's not a bad... I think they 100% sure they filmed it on location.
Do you have to be Greek to appreciate it? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't have to be Greek to appreciate it. Because they didn't really delve into history or anything like that. It's just a story about, you know, a girl and a villager and then, you know, the occupying army. And it's a fun movie. It's lighthearted. There's some sad stuff or whatever. But it's a fun movie. It's a period piece. And the acting's good.
Okay.
They have a lot of actors in there. And they filmed it, I'm pretty sure, on location. Because it looked like Greece.
Okay. Yeah. Nicolas Cage used to be really good.
Yeah, he used to put his heart and soul into it. Yeah.
And then he just, he almost became like a parody.
He has a movie out on Netflix. Have you seen it, the new one?
No.
Where he's fighting animatronic animals?
No.
That are possessed by demons?
Okay.
I couldn't stop watching. I watched the whole thing.
What's the name of it?
Willy's Wonderland or some shit. Poseidon, can you bring that up? Nicolas Cage's latest movie on Netflix. It was actually a fun... It's stupid. It's garbage, but...
But
it's
good garbage?
Good garbage.
Okay. Yeah.
Willy's Wonderland, it's horror slash action.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but it's stupid. But it's just a fun movie. Yeah, I was surprised because I don't like anything that comes out now. You know what I saw that I did like? You know Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
I like him more and more. I saw a movie on Amazon called... The Tomorrow War?
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
No, I saw the previews. It looked good, though.
It has everything I want. It's a time travel, aliens, and ancient aliens.
Okay.
It has everything. So I was like, this is amazing. Yeah, I was having fun with it. Yeah.
Ancient aliens.
It was fans that recommended it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw a movie. There's a new movie on Netflix with Jason Momoa. And the previews looked really good, but it's horrible.
Oh, what's it called?
I don't know.
Is it My Sweet Girl?
Yeah, My Sweet Girl.
I tried watching it. I fell asleep.
No good?
It was
What is it, boring?
Sad in the beginning.
It's about a guy who's his wife is dying of cancer.
Oh, that's a
And there's a drug that can save her life. And then because of Big Pharma, it doesn't go on the market. So he calls like a Larry King type show when there's a president of this... the pill company. He tells the guy, he goes, if my wife dies, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, shit.
And then his wife does die. And then he goes like on this crazy rampage to kill the president of the company. And then the CFO, and he's killing everyone.
I can get behind this.
Yeah. But then it just becomes weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he good in it, at least Momoa?
Yeah. He's always good.
Yeah. Like
he's always good.
He's enjoyable. There's something about him.
Yeah, he's like a smart caveman.
Yeah, he has a smart caveman vibe.
He looks like a caveman, but he's a...
He looks like a caveman that went to high school.
Yeah.
He's a Harvard caveman.
Yeah. No, whoa. Harvard. Yeah. He went to public school. Yeah. He doesn't need to start a fire with sticks. He knows how to use matches. That's the level I'm talking about. But just that level alone makes you feel comfortable with him.
He went maybe to Yale.
Maybe, yeah, Yale.
But he took online courses.
He went to Spanish Yale.
You know what I wanted to do? Because you can take you can get a certificate from Yale online that only takes like 10 weeks. And I just want to do that just to fuck with people that have real degrees from Yale.
What kind of programs? Like,
there was one, it was the science of happiness.
I'm a Yale graduate.
And it shows you why people become happy and how to be happy. And it takes, I think, 11 hours.
You told me this, and I might actually do it, and I might pay for him to do it so that we can be Yale graduates. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. I want Poseidon to be a Yale graduate.
And that's how people have to present us.
Yeah.
Comedian and Yale graduate.
The science of well-being.
The science of well-being.
Yeah.
I'm well. Yeah. I be well. I being well.
I can't believe this is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I was at Concordia, there was a class I didn't take because I thought it was for retarded people. It was called...
How to be cool.
How to be cool.
Really?
Yeah, but they should automatically fill you when you sign up. That's the least cool thing you can do is taking a class that says how to be cool. You're not cool. That's why you took
all
this class.
All the seats are just in the back row.
And there's leather jackets that you have to put on when you come into class and sunglasses. You're like, today. Yeah. And then when the teacher starts talking, he's testing you because you're supposed to say, hey, teach. We don't want none of this nerd stuff.
How to be cool.
Yeah.
What a stupid class.
Yeah. I can't believe you get credits for that.
Yeah.
Who the art of being cool or how to be cool, some shit like that. Yeah.
Probably no one.
No one of reputable, no one reputable is going to take that.
That's crazy. How to be cool.
Unless you need one credit left to graduate and you're like, I'll just do this. Imagine failing that class. That's suicide.
Yeah.
So you're a failure and you're really not cool.
Yeah. And doesn't that like take, like, it doesn't help the university if you have courses that are that stupid.
It makes you look bad.
Because then you're like, I don't picture like Oxford University having that or Harvard.
How to be cool you.
Yeah, I picture like University of Arizona.
Having that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pittsburgh might have that.
I have a Bachelor of Cool. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean like refrigeration? No, just the art of cool.
I have a master's of awesome.
Yeah. Whenever we walk by vending machines, I just punch them and they give me fucking chocolate. Yeah.
That'd be amazing if the how to be cool was just a trick. Like
to fix jukeboxes? Yeah,
no, just to trick people into working in air conditioner repair.
That would have been a funny. Yeah that would have been a funny game.
God damn it. I went to university and now I'm fucking putting Freon in these pieces of shit.
There's the art of cool, but there's also, I found other ones that are ridiculous. The history of Satan.
That's not ridiculous. I think I took that class.
Oh, you did?
History of Satan sounds actually cool.
And it's not as cool as it sounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Puppetry and performing object workshop.
That I did not take.
That sounds not cool at all.
Witchcraft, magic, and religion.
I took that too.
I like how they put all those three together.
Yeah, I took it too. Yeah.
Yeah, that probably offends people that are super religious.
I still have the books if somebody wants them. Yeah.
With witchcraft, religion, and other stupid shit. Imagine if that's the name of the course. The history of religion and other garbage.
God damn. And other stupid shit, yeah.
And they also have when good fucking kids Mike. Go bad.
Oh, I didn't see that.
When good kids go bad.
I took another one where it was super depressing. It was like about just shitty things in society about male prostitutes and prostitutes in general. And there was a documentary about a guy in Vancouver who by the end of it died, like taking heroin and blowing dudes. I was like, what are we watching?
That was your course?
Yeah.
Watching gay guys blow each other in Vancouver?
University's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, they showed us that in high school.
Wait.
They showed you gay... Was it...
Who showed you that in high school?
That one teacher that went to prison.
Yeah. Who showed you that in high school? My gym teacher.
No.
I had to stay after class because I was causing trouble.
They showed us a little documentary of the shit that would happen with heroin, like the heroin addiction in Vancouver and how fucked up it was.
It might have been the same documentary because I hope they didn't make two of these.
And it was basically, it followed cops around and they were just saying how like, a lot of them, like they end up doing like gay shit for heroin and then they end up overdosing and like crazy shit and they have a big issue.
Do you think it's actually though people doing this for heroin? It's just guys in the closet they get caught and they're like, no, I didn't want to suck that dick. It's heroin. He's giving me heroin. The guy's like, I'm not giving you any heroin.
Do you think they're like closet homosexuals are like, fuck, now I got to do heroin.
No, I don't think, but I remember in the documentary, they would show stuff like Samuel was good, you know? But then after doing heroin once, he sucked 47 penises, got herpes, and might have AIDS. I was like, what the fuck? Like, Jesus Christ. Because
if I had a heroin problem, I'd fucking steal shit from houses, or I'd rob a store, or I'd mug people.
Yeah.
Before sucking dick. Yeah. Right? Sucking dick would be the me trying to rob people four times, but then getting beat up, or trying to steal someone's house and then getting bit by a dog. And then I'd be like, okay, fuck it. I'll suck a dick. That's the only thing I can do. But
so you're saying sucking dick for heroin wouldn't be your first choice?
It'd be the last choice, yeah.
I'd rather hit a lick.
Yeah, what's hit a lick?
Hit a lick.
Oh, it's like when you bank a liquor, when you rob a liquor store.
Nobody says hit a lick.
Hit a lick.
I want to hit a lick.
It's all the hippity hop people that say it.
Who do you think you are?
The hippity hop people. The hippity hop people.
Are you trying to say? Are you trying to say black people? Yes. You call black people hippity hop people?
I don't think black people have ever said I'm going to hit a lick.
Yeah.
In a liquor store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that means. I'm going to hit a lick. It's like robbing liquor stores.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes. Here, I will Urban Dictionary this.
I hope it has something to do with eating ass. Yeah. I would hit it. But where did you hear that? Like, why would you say that? What would that be?
Songs.
What songs are you listening to that people are hitting licks?
Hippity hop songs.
He's a racist from the 40s.
Yeah.
They're hippity hoppity music and they're licking the licks. And no liquor store is safe. What does it say?
Oh, it's not just liquor stores. Okay, to gain a shitload of money in a short amount of time. Oh, duh, I hit a lick. This week at the casino, I robbed.
Yeah, you're not. No, no. It just means making money. You hit.
Yeah, but like you robbed the casino. So like
I hit a lick at a casino. Doesn't sound like you robbed the casino.
Yeah, but apparently, look. This
sounds
is
like
Urban
you
Dictionary,
won the, a bunch. Of
sounds
money.
Like it sounds like these gentlemen are very good at poker. The fact that you think a bunch of black rappers cannot be good at math is your problem.
With what?
Yeah. You heard hit a lick, and since it was a black dude singing, you're like, that motherfucker stole.
Yeah. I don't like your attitude.
But it says it. It says, I robbed that N-word and hit a lick.
Did you? Somebody needs to isolate just that. I'm going to send it to preach. Who'd you rob?
So is it everything that black people say that you always assume it's stealing? Like if you see a black man saying, my son's a dentist, you're like, he's talking about rape.
He stole someone's teeth.
He stole some gross.
Yeah, I found it. Find a quick way or job to make money, usually illegal.
Usually illegal, but this is anything about stealing. You could gamble.
Yeah.
You could gamble in the ground poker. You're just assuming they're stealing.
Well, look, it was G Easy.
Your racism is showing. Isn't G Easy white?
Yeah, he is.
And Jeff Bezos hits a lick every day.
Yeah.
He's making shit tons of money.
He doesn't do it illegally.
No, but it says usually
illegal. Usually illegal. Yeah, it's not always illegal. You're just making a lot of money. Yeah.
I see. I may have misunderstood.
You've never hit a lick.
I have.
You never really hit a lick. Not like these homies be talking.
No, not crazy amounts of money, but I've made the working in sales.
You've hid and licked.
You've licked.
Bastard.
For
I wasn't expecting that.
And I'm sure at some point you must have hit and licked also.
Hit and lick. What do you call?
That's what you did to the Domino's delivery guy. That's a hit and lick. That's what you think. I'm surprised you didn't take the pizza, open it, lick it, and be like, you can't take this back now. That's what it is. That's you keeping the pizza for yourself.
That's probably why they put the tape on there. Just to stop him from licking the pizza.
Damn. You're like an animal.
I am like an animal.
So you started, by the way, streaming again, right? On your Twitch channel?
I streamed yesterday, was it?
What game did you stream?
Warzone.
Okay. And where are people going to find you? Is it twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69?
Absolutely.
Very good.
On Instagram and Twitter, it is also ThePoseidon69.
ThePoseidon69, Instagram and Twitter. Mike Ward. You will find him at MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward Noir, the tour, is back on this fall. So check MikeWard.ca for tickets. Most of them are sold out, but the ones that aren't, if you're in that city or if you live adjacent, very close by, I suggest you buy your tickets now. Show up to the show. You never know what kind of comedy is in store for you when Mike Ward is in town. Also, patreon.com/Suzukut. Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. That is Mike Ward Suzukut. Sign up on Patreon. You get the entire back catalog of episodes. You get to buy tickets. The only way to buy tickets, you get the live streams of Suzukut, which happen weekly. So check that out. Patreon.com/Suzukut for myself, PantelisComedy.com, and Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you guys, and go fuck yourselves.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.